So, the discussion has been lately about the possibility of actor Idris Elba becoming the next black James Bond. As interesting as that sounds, and as cool as many think that will possibly be, I disagree. We don't need it. We don't need it. But people will say, hey, well, it's James Bond. It's the international British super spy. Idris would be perfect in that role, right? Yeah, of course he would. Of course Idris would be perfect as James Bond. He would be perfect in that role. Idris is British. He's a suave cat. He would definitely put lady butts in the seats if he took on the role. It would be forward thinking of the Broccolis who own the franchise to put a black actor in that role. And he would probably excel in that role, undoubtedly. But do we need a black James Bond? No. Do we need a black Batman, Superman? No. We don't. And I'm a content creator, so this is the way I'm thinking, okay? And I know many people won't agree with me. Many people aren't going to see things the way I see it. And that's okay. We can have that debate. And I'm okay with how you feel about it. I've already started having that debate with some of my friends. Some of my friends totally disagree with me. They feel like they think it'd be cool and forward thinking to have, you know, a black actor take on these roles, to be the black Batman or to be the black Superman or the black James Bond. And I'm okay with you feeling that way. But I'm also not okay with us not creating our own shit. One of my good friends is Kevin Grievous. Kevin Grievous is an actor, a screenwriter, a comic book creator. Kevin wrote for Marvel. He wrote Blue Marvel, a comic book. If you're not familiar with that character, please check it out. Kevin Grievous is also the co-creator of the Underworld film. He played the Black Lycan, the buff Black Lycan dude in the first and I believe the third Underworld film. And he and I, when we run into each other at the Santa Fe Comic Con every year, we have a lot of discussions about content creation. We have discussions about comic books. We have discussions about intellectual property. And the last time we talked last year at the Comic Con, that was the topic of discussion. And he really made that clear to me. You know, he said, Hank, you can continue to, you know, write spec scripts, and you continue to try to, you know, break into Hollywood or break in writing spec scripts. But the main thing for you is to focus on IPs, and that's intellectual properties. And I tell content creators this all the time, and I even talk to my own kids about intellectual property, having your own shit, having your own properties that you own, that you control. I think that's more important than wedging ourselves into iconic characters that are already out there. Instead of, you know, getting a black actor to be Batman, why aren't we creating our own Batman, our own vigilante character, our own superheroes? Why are we not creating that? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with having a character that you control the narrative, that you have the ability to say what you want to say about America, about where you live, and about how you feel as a black person or a person of color or a woman or whatever you want to say, and have that voice to say it? You ain't gonna say that shit as a black Superman. I guarantee you, you'll just be black Superman. All right? Trust me. Warner Brothers ain't giving you the leeway to say the shit that you want to say wearing that cape. You'll just be black Superman. You'll just be Black Batman. And you'll just be Black James Bond. Because most likely, the filmmakers behind those films will be white. The writers behind those films will be white. And they're going to speak the narrative that they want to speak. And while, again, you may think it's cool to put those people into these characters, those black sensibilities aren't coming with them. I guarantee you that. But if you create your own intellectual properties, you can say whatever the hell you want to say. Right? The social commentary is endless to say what you want to say with those characters that you create. Right? I was, even in the confines of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I was surprised that Black Panther got to say as much as it did. I was surprised. I don't think we're going to see that shit again, but I was surprised that they got to say, they got to go there as many places as they did in the film. So hats off to Marvel for that. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of that with other black characters, comic book characters, but hats off to Marvel for that. Really. But again, owning your own intellectual property allows you to do those things. And so I stress that and I push that. And while I still write spec scripts and while I still take on jobs for producers and I still do take on writing jobs outside of my own, you know, I need the money. But at the same time, I'm still creating my own intellectual properties where my voice matters, where my voice can be heard through the characters that I create and I own. So, do we need another black? Do we need a black James Bond? No. It'd be cool, but no. Create our own. Let's focus on that. Let's focus on creating those characters that our kids and our grandkids can pass down and we can pass those stories down and those comic books and those films and everything else with our voice and our sensibilities. I think that's more important. Don't you?